Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
In her column today, Olivia O'Leary asks why Ireland doesn't have a big, ultra-nationalist, anti-immigrant party like some other European countries.
Why doesn't this country have a big, ultra-nationalist, right-wing, anti-immigrant party? Where is our equivalent of Marine Le Pen's National Front-type party in France, or Nigel Farage's Brexit party in the UK, or the Freedom Party of Austria? Are there no such Ireland for the Irish views in this country? Of course there are. And outbursts from a number of right-of-centre politicians in recent times would indicate they know they have a market for their views. Of course there are some small anti-immigrant groupings, but one of the reasons that there isn't such substantial ultra-nationalist anti-immigrant right-wing parties here is because we already have a party occupying that ultra-nationalist space, Sinn Féin. And Sinn Féin is left-wing. It would be stretching it a bit to say Sinn Féin is doing us all a great favour by mopping up a vote that might otherwise go to a party whose hatred of outsiders or of anyone regarded as the other would have echoes of the 1930s. But it is true that some of those who vote Sinn Féin are far to the right of the party's activists and MPs. Still, if you are an ultranationalist, do you have anywhere to go in terms of a bigger party than Sinn Féin? According to recent unpublished research by Dr. Aidan Regan of UCD and his colleague Joss Elkink, presented at a recent seminar on the EU Social Survey in UCD's Geary Institute, Sinn Féin are probably usefully stopping the development in Ireland of a Le Pen National Front-type vote. This is despite the fact that they might increase their vote if they openly embraced such anti-immigrant policies. However, so far, they have remained one of a small enough group of European nationalists like the Basques and the Catalans who stay on the left. The party's housing spokesman and policy wonk, Owen O'Brien, pointed this out some years ago. Where you have a strong, left-of-centre, community-oriented, anti-establishment, anti-racist, progressive political party on the ground, there is no space for the xenophobic racist right, argued O'Brien in an interview with a US journalist. That's O'Brien's description of the party, not mine. But the fact remains that in the Republic, Sinn Féin has positioned itself, for the moment, on the liberal left. But there are other quarters from which a Le Pen-type party could emerge. Ireland's economic growth has also grown its middle class. In other countries like Finland and Germany and Spain and Italy, the middle class has been contracting. But life has been getting better over the decades for our growing middle class. Education has been the path to social mobility. But now there are clouds on the horizon. That good salary that education brings you and allows you to save isn't enough to get a mortgage or save for a deposit. Low interest rates mean little return on savings. House prices in Dublin are putting property ownership beyond the reach of many, and there's a generation of 30 and 40-year-olds who will be less well off than their parents. Those at the prosperous end of the middle class, those with assets, will do well. The economist David McWilliams has written extensively about this. But suddenly assets are becoming as, if not more, important than education in terms of social mobility. And what happens to those who feel that they're losing out? Status anxiety, the fear of losing ground, of doing less well, was one of the reasons that people voted for Donald Trump. If we continue to have another 5 or 10 years of this situation, of a housing crisis in which people can't afford to rent a home, let alone buy one, we're going to have an angry generation, some of whom will be tempted to turn against the other, the outsider, and turn to that xenophobic right. Parties who do not believe in extremes, parties who believe in the centre, would need to be looking to social investment in housing, in childcare, in public transport to help bridge the growing inequality between those with assets and those without. Indeed, increased taxes on assets and wealth don't sound so radical anymore. If the centre wants to hold, the centre needs to fight back.
Olivia O'Leary.